It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You're listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend, and hopefully you're either already at your deer camp and just tuning in, or you might even be eating some fresh venison, because I tell you what, the bow season is heated up now that it's cooled down. We had that Indian summer there that was pretty crazy. But Barbecue Bob is not with us this week because he, in fact, is in deer camp. And I have a more than suitable replacement in Brad from Garrett's Appliance. And Brad is a appliance expert extraordinaire, but he also is a hell of a hunter. He's a woodsman. He loves bourbon. And we're probably going to talk about all that. Welcome to the show,
Brad.
Hey,
thanks for having me. You forgot to mention much better looking than Bob as well.
That's exactly right.
You know, hey, we take the small things when we can get them.
Well, that one isn't small. Bob's got a big head. but anyway, thanks for making time, man.
Absolutely.
We appreciate you coming over to the show. Now, we were talking off the air before we started that you're an avid bow hunter, as I am. And so, had any luck yet?
We actually had a little luck earlier this year. I took my daughter, my youngest daughter, on the youth hunt, which we harvested a doe with
nice.
Her. And basically, with how many hours I work, I get to hunt my property. That's about it, where my house is. We have about 10 acres, and waiting for the heat to come back up here. Obviously, we were just talking, had some 8 points that have been working through my property that have been waiting to come through. During the right time, but this colder weather, I'm excited.
Yeah, yep, we all are. So I shared as well, after we recorded the show last week, I took the afternoon off and I went down and did some hunting. And right about 10 minutes before dark, like it always happens, I had a nice broadside eight at about 20 yards, had him in the scope. But that particular day, it was like 68 degrees. You're sitting out there in your short sleeve shirt and shorts almost hunting. And I've got it in the scope, and I'm thinking to myself, man, if I shoot this today, I'm going to be up all night, because we're going to have to clean it, skin it, cut it all tonight, because you can't let a deer hang in that warm weather.
No, and you obviously aren't in a meat crisis right now.
Right, yeah.
So, personally, we eat mostly venison and salmon, chicken at our house. We don't do a ton with beef. My freezer is semi-stocked right now, but you definitely want to take that right deer at our household and let those little ones grow up a little bit more.
Exactly. And this one wasn't a trophy. It was an eight, but it wasn't a trophy eight. And so the real moral of the story is this, is that the guy that lets me hunt on his property, I'm down in Chartucky, down by Charlotte, Michigan. One of the things he loves to do, because he's all in his late 50s, like I am as well, doesn't need the meat. His family's grown, that kind of thing. He brings kids down from his church that don't have an opportunity to hunt. And the deer I let go, one of the kids shot on Saturday morning that he brought down. So that made me feel even better.
Yeah, and an amazing story for that kid, too, that had that opportunity.
It was his first deer.
Yeah.
And he thought it was huge, right? And I'm not making light of it at all, because it was a nice 8 point. But at the end of the day, I just felt it was kind of like the cherry on top of the cake for me when the guy, the kid, it was his first deer, too. You know, so how cool is that?
I remember my first deer with my old man, too. And mine was a 7 point, and it was a bucket seven, we'll call it. It could easily fit into a small pail.
Yeah.
But I remember that that first opportunity, how excited I was and how excited my old man was as well.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's just it. It's more exciting for me probably than the kid, just to know that he got it. And I saw the pictures, and I didn't say anything to him, right? It's none of my, I don't want to ruin it for him, but I'm like, that's cool. That's the one
absolutely.
There. I know it is. So, but anyway, so your grill's still out, I bet, too.
I have multiple grills out right now.
Right? It's one of the reasons I love you, brother.
Who doesn't need at least three grills in their house? I've got the smoker, I've got the wood pellet grill, and then I have my normal grill as well. And the pellet grill's been going nonstop, and the smoker's been going quite a bit as well. Venison jerky, we actually just threw about 3 weeks ago here. I started cleaning up last year's venison steaks,
sure.
making them into jerky. And I had a very nice friend of mine, Kyle, gave me a bunch of duck from last year.
Oh, nice.
So we did a bunch of bacon-wrapped duck jalapeno poppers.
Oh, man.
Too, so.
So you're smoking that venison on a pellet grill.
Correct, yeah.
You're going to do that. You said you're making jerky out of it. What kind of a marinade or what do you usually do for a profile on that?
Mine's more of a teriyaki that I've been doing. That's what my daughters really like. And I normally do that based around ginger, soy sauce, some mirin. Those are going to be the big things. I throw in a little bit of powdered mustard or ground mustard as well. But it's just been a great recipe that everybody in the family loves. It's amazing how much venison you start with and the final yield you get after I vacuum seal it all up. But it's definitely a labor of love.
Right.
And I know I'm putting good natural food into their lunches when they go to school, too.
Oh, man, they got to love that. They're probably
absolutely.
The trade value at the playground on a piece of venison jerky versus, hey, my mom sent this candy bar, right?
No. She came home and, the rather large jerky producer out there starts with a D and ends with an Ublin.
Right.
There's a couple girls at school bringing that. And I just kind of, it's like, yeah, your dad loves you enough to make the jerky for you. So
yeah.
I don't know how far that goes, but hey, they're not complaining yet.
So you're making it out of steaks, you said.
Correct, yeah.
Okay, so it's not just neck meat and rump roast and all of that.
No, I love my neck roast. I actually made we crock potted a neck roast here for dinner the other day with carrots and potatoes. So I love crock pot and the roast. Although I do have a good one for you on, and we can talk about this whenever you'd like.
All right.
But we did feed people at work here, some woodchuck, actually.
Really? Did they know it?
No. And it's one of those things, I mentioned it to a couple of people, and they're like, you got to be freaking kidding me. A woodchuck that is, they're trying not to vomit in their mouth. But I kid you not, I crock potted that as well after doing about a 20-minute parboil. That was an amazing, amazing dish.
So a woodchuck's a varmint, kind of like a squirrel, right? So you don't get, you on a squirrel, I've never eaten woodchuck, so you tell me. Where's the meat come from? Is it all hindquarters?
Yep, front and back.
Okay.
The of course, through the midsection, body of the
very small loin.
There's not a lot of loin there. Much to my wife's chagrin, she came home and I was actually bow hunting. It was really light on action, and we've had a couple woodchucks running back and forth.
I think that's
our
an
yard.
Understatement. If I resorted to shooting woodchucks when the bow hunting's slow, that's a slow day bow hunting.
Well, I won't say her exact words, but it was something along the lines of, "You got to be freaking kidding me! That's not coming into our house," which it did. And it was one of those things. It was sitting right underneath my stand. I had a couple arrows.
Bothering you because he was making noise.
Exactly. And I actually hopped on to Steve Rinella. He has a show called Meat Eater.
Okay.
And he does a lot of stuff like that. And I said, why not? Let's give it a go. And I was amazed. So I am on the prowl now for woodchucks as well. That has been added to my palate. And it's one of those things, just like back in the day.
So did it taste like chicken?
No, it tasted like a pot roast. It was like having a beef pot roast at my mom's house. You would have never told the difference. I fed it to probably about 10 different people at work, and I'm like, just try it. And they hear that from me a lot.
Right, right.
But I'm like, just try it. And they're like, oh, what crazy thing is this? A couple of people I told, they still tried it, and they were just absolutely amazed. Now, you got to remember, it's just like, it eats vegetables.
Right.
I mean, it's eating grasses. It's eating plants out of your garden. And that was one good tasting critter. So
what'd you do with it?
So basically skinned it. The big thing is after you skin it, they do have little scent pouches by their front arms. So you want to make sure those are removed. So I took my time, never skinning a woodchuck before too.
Right.
And then, from there, basically I just cut the hindquarters up. Quartered it up basically, and we threw her in the crock pot with the veggies after parboiling.
Right, so you parboiled it just to get it cooked through.
Correct.
Threw it in there, just some soup or something like that.
No, I normally did. I did some just water, olive oil. I think I threw a little Worcestershire sauce in there.
Sure, yeah, that'll cover the taste of a woodchuck.
I'm telling you, you got to try the woodchuck.
Brad, you're killing me, brother.
Back in the day, So
right.
Hey, this is right up that alley.
Yeah, right. Okay. whatever you say, man. Well, that's cool. That's something that I have never done before, and maybe I will, because they're around, they're a varmint, and they dig holes in your yard.
The squirrel is delicious, though, too. We do eat that, too.
Yeah, right, but you got to have like 8 of those
true.
To make a meal. The woodchuck, he's a pretty good-sized animal. Anyway, Wow, where we go from here. Coming up next, we might talk another venison recipe or two because it is the season. Brad's somewhat of a mushroom expert, and we might talk about some side dishes with mushrooms. So stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards.